Rosh Chodesh. So first, Rosh Chodesh of Lav Halachas. It's special, it's uniqueness. First, where's the Makar for Rosh Chodesh? When's the first time it comes up? So Makar really is from Sheshi Meir Breishis, ready from the world's created, and Yom Revi'i. Both day, Kosh Baruch Hu created Shnei Ma'ariz Gedolim, two big lights. And then the Pasuk says, Ma'ar Gadol and Ma'ar Katan, the big one and the small one. So Rashi brings down like Manchul, where everyone knows that Rosh Pshat first said there are two big lights, and then it says one big and one small, because the sun and the moon, Murat had a Kodesh Baruch Hu, was the Yeshul for Melech to say Kisei Echad. To Kisei, for Melech Echad, and Estamshu be Kisei Echad.
Two
Melechim. Yeshul, seven Melechim, and she Estamshu be Kisei Echad. Not possible, but two Melechim to Estamshu with one throne. So then what Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He's reminded the moon, he made it smaller. At Kan Rashi, let's see doing. The one Chul goes on weiter. It says that the moon had Tais Hashem, I had a good time, if you make me less, why did it lose out because of it? So first he says, you know what, to revise the moon, he told me the moon will be even during the day. That's why at the end of the day, the sun's out, you can also see the moon. Still he wasn't fire, he wasn't happy, because Shagam Tai, my boy, what's the help for having the moon during the day? So he says, you know what, fire soul will count by the lunar calendar. Says what's the point? You also count by the solar calendar out the tkufis for the tkufis. They say no one are called tzaddikim by your name, Shmuel Akotin, David Akotin, Yaakov Akotin. Still wasn't happy. So Gemara ends off. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told the moon, the Yireach, have you kapar alai shemitosi as Yireach? The pashas, the words, the tight words are that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said because of what I did, it made you small. I have been a kapar for myself that it made you smaller. Really, they should bring a power upon me that I made the Yireach small. They should bring, meaning in the Amrish Lakush, that's what I said, but the carbon of Rosh Chodesh says, Seir Hashem. You bring a God to Hashem, only by the Rosh Chodesh says, Hashem, Masha gave all the Kabbalists, don't say you brought to Hashem. The Pasha is the word is, that Kosh Baruch was saying, and I need a Kapara Kaviyachol, but I made a mistake, and therefore, this is the Kapara that I bring a carbon because of me. Pelvic Gemara. However, what? The words are, I have a kapara, Elijah should be tossing your ech. But I made this, I need a kapara, what do you need a kapara for? You don't do anything wrong, you don't need a kapara pashas. That's a pasha tight shuas. However, they shouldn't explain shuas and nates, and taisis over there, the riff over there, the oruch, the kolba is open down. Shad is differently. That this is a zman that Klai Yisrael can have a kapara. And the Kosh Baruch is b'fayis your ech, the what? That since this is a time that we can, as a zman kapara l'chol paroisov, as a time that we can have a kapara, that's a covet for Yireach. This is the covet that Kosh Baruch Hu bring upon me for me, that you should have a kapara in these days. These are days of kapara for Klai Yisrael. Since the days of kapara for Klai Yisrael, that's how the Yireach will feel happy and be consoled that he made himself smaller. But Kosh Baruch Hu didn't do a chait. He did this correctly. But stop, this is, you make kapara, why? And this, you make kapara through this, any time the Yireach feels, got satisfied with it, that this thing you make a part for Klai Yisrael. So I said, this Indian of Rosh Chodesh already, or the Indian of the concept is made from Shish Mei Rishis, he made the Yireach smaller. And if we say, by most of his man told the Zuman Kapar L'chol Dadoisov, it's a time Kapar for everyone, and if the Shabub exam is in the top Yud Zayin, that's why we have an Indian of Kippur Kotun, but just like on Rosh Hashanah, we have Zman Kapara, therefore do Slichus, and we have Tainus beforehand. Who then says the Mishavua, that's the Makar, why we have it's a Kapara, for this is a Tama Kapara, and therefore we also have Slichus in these days, or every Yom Kippur Kotun do Slichus, or some people fast. Mishavua ends off, however, Daf Mish, Eina Mitzana, if you don't read Mitzana, Mikol Makam, Yir, Lassus, Chuva, Biyom Zeh. Mikol Pachos, if you don't fast, you don't say Yom Kippur Kotun, the Slichus, but Mikol Pachos, you should do tshuva in these days. The second is Asher Avonis B'Kol HaChodesh Ma'achash Yom Ha'achren Shal Kol HaChodesh K'may Ev Rosh Hashanah. So like Rosh Hashanah, we have a ticket for Avonis all year round, and we do a kapara, we do tshuva Ev Rosh Hashanah. Who did not Ev Rosh Chodesh, we should do tshuva on Ev Rosh Chodesh for the whole month, for the past Avonis, for the what we did. V'od V'vada Yilo Yom HaChodesh Z'man Kapara Chol Tadoy Sov. Therefore we use Z'man Kapara. So you ask the Shalos, if Rosh Chodesh is in Zman Kapara, so why is it Yom Kippur Kotun Ev Rosh Chodesh? It should have been Rosh Chodesh itself. We can ask the same Shalos on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah... Yom Kippur is this for the Beinim name. That's him, the Zman Kapara is before Hashanah Shavuot comes out the whole El.
Why
is it called Rosh Hashanah? concept that is Zman of Kapara. It's Konim Pri Chodesh. Those are the words in Kim Konim, Zman Kapara. So on Rosh Hashanah, against the same Shalom, Maisel, we don't do Tshuva, we don't say Slichas Rosh Hashanah, we don't say the word Chait. So we have Rosh Hashanah, Meshavuos on the top of Salik Zayin. The reason is because it's Yimei Simcha, it's the Kasvim Chagenu, Rechiv, Smachim Chagecha, Vitim Chagecha, Melucha. It's in that we're calling in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Yimei Simcha. Therefore, when do we do a Slichas? We do beforehand, we say before every Rosh Hashanah. What about our Rosh Chodesh? Is Rosh Chodesh Yimei Simcha? And therefore, we do the Slichas every Kippur, Stam, Rosh Chodesh, Stam, is a regular day. So if Rosh Chodesh is Yimei Simcha not, that's when the Gemara in Brachas daf and test. The Gemara says, you're supposed to say Yalv 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 Yalv, let's say you forgot. The Yalv said, Boi the Barach Boi Shalim Amin. The Gemara says, you say Barach Ata Hashem, Lekenim Ha'olam, Shnos Rosh Chodoshim L'Ami Yisrael Zikaron. L'Ami Yisrael Zikaron. What's the Barach you say? The Gemara ends off, V'lo Yidano, I don't know if you say the word Simcha not. I don't know if you say the word Simcha in this Barach. Pasha the Gemara is Masupik. If Rosh Chodesh is Yimei Simcha, that's how the Torah brings down the Simcha Yates, and also the Tosfos Rosh, the Ritva, they all explain the Gemara Kufa is Masupik if Rosh Chodesh Yimei Simcha not. What's the Safik? They say, because the Pasuk Baloischa, it says, V'yem Simchaschem, Moedechem, Rosh Chosheichem, the Gemara makes a hekesh from Rosh Chodesh to Moed, just like Moed is Yimei Simcha, who didn't Rosh Chodesh should be Yimei Simcha. We're holding like a pasuk in Eicha. The Gemara says, "In Tanya it's kind of like Moed is talking about Rosh Chodesh. So see, Rosh Chodesh is a Moed. Therefore, there's a tzad. The Gemara is a topic. Maybe Rosh Chodesh is Yimei Simcha, or maybe Tanya Yimei Simcha. That's the Gemara's topic. And we pass in Halacha. So the Torah brings down on Siman Tav Aleph in Yerideo, on Siman Tav Chaf in Arachayim. The Mitzgeus it says you say Tzidik Hadin on Rosh Chodesh. You say Tzidik Hadin. He says no. Why? Because Yimei Simcha. Rosh Chodesh Yimei Simcha, why it says, B'yom Simchaschem, Moedechem, Rosh Chodeshechem. That Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, it's Yimei Simcha, that's what we say in Howell, so the Zimitz Kayos.
What's the Kadin?
What?
What's Sidik
Kadin? Sidik Kadin is, we say by an oval, I think. Those are the words in Sidik Kadin. No, I don't know exactly what that is. Kamon? No, no. Only in Sidik Kadin the Kaddish. It's in Mechav and Tavchav the days. That's what it is. It's written all over them. Shabbos, it was a poem. It's written in all places about when you say it. And the Chanukah, I'm not sure.
It's what the Omel says. Both
Thailand and both Hashem, both Thailand. I don't know. But again, I thought we said Hashem that you don't say these days, you say you do. Don't know what it is. We don't say why, because you may say it. So it's Yimei Simcha. He says two Mekoyes. One either Yom Simchaschem or Deichem Rosh Chodeichem. Possibly by Loichem. What he says? Saying how is there Yom Asar Hashem Nekilum Nisimcha Boy? This is the day of Yimei Simcha. Nisimcha Boy. Day of Simcha.
And this is
the Yom. Oh, I guess I. But that's what Riskiya says about Itter. He's saying this is his raya. About Itter, the Torah twice by him. This is the raya that Rosh Chodesh is Yimei Simcha. So if sorry, Klash Eilev, it's Yimei Simcha, it's Chiyah Basar Yayin. Yimei Simcha. Rosh Chodesh, Yimei Simcha. So if it is Yimei Simcha, again, the Gemara is Pasha Mesopik. That's the Pasha of the Gemara, it's Mesopik. And the Torah brings down Halacha, it's Yimei Simcha. So in every time that there is Yimei Simcha, the Tzvi is asking, Mishnah is Adam Ba'am Besimcha, Yimei Basar Yayin. We can even ask every day, it says, Mizmah will say, you say, Yidu Es Hashem Besimcha, Boi Lechonam Benona. Yidu Hashem Besimcha, every day, Basar Yayin. Right, because it says Shem Simcha.
Sometimes the Simcha means
Basar Yain. It's Simcha or Basar Yain. Yeah.
So in Chinese, when you're using Simcha,
same. Yeah.
Maybe it's two different types of
Simcha. Obviously, but Shem is real,
what in hell? Shem Simcha means now, but you should be Simcha, then you should be Simcha. But you may Simcha in the
So,
to be the
Simcha,
you never
eat with
Hashem.
You have to eat Hashem. How? The Simcha take Boston dancing around and eat it. And I don't know. Simcha Yontif, make a pseudo. So, to say, this is Makori saying, that's the Makori's Pshat, that Stechemet says specifically in Parish Kodesh in Merechas Aleph Chal Pei Beis, he calls it Tarez Chaim in Ben Mechulin, and says that there's two in the Simcha, the Simcha of eating Basar Yayin, the Metzias, the Gashmias, and then Simcha Bruchnias. Stop when you appreciate the situation you are in, because Baruch Hu gave you a chance the Torah mitzvahs, or what you have, you're living in your soul, in the Shiva Smir, whatever, the opportunities you have, that's simcha also. There's some, thank Kosh Baruch Hu, the simcha's got ruchnius. Some of you be smech what Kosh Baruch Hu gave you. He says the pshat and simcha, and Rosh Chodesh, not simcha of eating food to do something about it. Just to be over Hashem a simcha. That's the ending of simcha. Even on Yom Tov, the Boss of Yayin, the Rambam himself says, what's Boss of Yayin? Not as a mitzvah of Boss of Yayin. It's a Boss of Yayin is why? To ma'or yourself to have simcha in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he writes clearly. The whole simcha, you want to have simcha in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And how to have that? You bring it through Boss of Yayin. But the whole thing is to have simcha in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who then in the Rosh Chodesh have simcha with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So, b'yom simchatchem, the Sefer says Zu Shabbos. So, Torah Chaim is going on that Sefer and says that means simchus ruchnius. That's a lot of chodim being down. Kama chodim being down. It's even a simchon Shabbos that is wrote down. We'll see different places. And Purim is wrote down. Mishmur brings down like three times that in the simchon Shabbos. L'chud does not mean bosal yain. Mishmur says before it's l'chid bosal yain on Shabbos. Tavkuf membeis. So, therefore, what does it mean? It means always simchus ruchnius. On Shabbos, it could be a boss of Yain on Shabbos for different reasons. Either it's Simcha, it's Oinig, or it's Kovid. The Simcha taught me, says the Chiyah boss of Yain, it's Oinig, the Rambam in Pekdes and Dorm says the Chiyah boss of Yain on Shabbos, and Kovid is when the Torah writes Kof Kofman and Gimel, Chiyah boss of Yain on Shabbos. However, the Mishpur says no Chiyah boss of Yain on Shabbos, and for different reasons. But one reason of Simcha, they want to answer, Yom Simchaschim, which the Sefer says on Shabbos, means Simcha's Ruchnias. Another teretz is to answer the pshat, what simcha means in Rosh Chodesh, Yehud and Shabbos, the Pachad Yitzchok, which I received. So in Shabbos, in my Megimel, he says that what does it mean, Yom Simchaschem, on Shabbos he's talking about? That not pshat, you have to do something about it. It's a metzias. The day itself is a day of simcha. You're happy than what you are. Not that the chib, the tzib to go do something about it. Just you got a matana, a Shabbos, a such a wonderful matana Kosh Baruch gave you. Naturally, it's the day of simcha. Not even have to do anything about it. That's what the day is. You're happy. That's just the Messias, he says. Yontif goes to the special chib, it's simach to b'hagecho. He explains the different Shabbos, Yontif. He explains, he goes through, he has all my Maim and Gimel about it.
So
goes to Sachs, the same thing.
What you're trying to add is, if it's negating you personally, then it's a simple.
No, only when it says the chiyuv b'bosav yayin. When it says simcha, it does not have to be dafka b'bosav yayin. It could be ruchnius or it could be stam. You are naturally happy. It doesn't mean you have to do anything about it. Unless it says specifically. Also, the Agos Rishag, Ruchim Fisher Prola, says the same thing about Shabbos. That mitzvah is actually, there's no tzivah for it. Even though the Bahar counts as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. So that Bahar counts simcha on Shabbos as one of the Tariq mitzvahs.
Every minute is in the simcha.
What?
So you
can't mitzvah
sasei,
you'll
be fine, you eat a piece of meat and you're happy,
because... If you own Mr. Chiyus Chavami, yeah. Kun the Bahag, yeah. The Ghost of Sag himself says it's not like what he's saying. Do you want to say it's simple on Shabbos? Doesn't mean you have to do anything about it. Yeah, Torah Tumor says you don't. It says Yechiyah Bosu Yad on Simcha.
That's
right.
Every second, every minute.
Whatever it is by Yom Tif, it is by Shabbos. That's Torah Tumor. Fine. So therefore, even though the Gemara again, the Gemara was L'chol Masubik as a Chiyuv Simcha on Rosh Chodesh.
It's a very shvera mitzvah. Every second you have to do
Simcha,
it's
commit.
It's not
much
a shvera.
Right.
So it's nice to place on Shabbos now. So you didn't say, Chayesh Shabbos, saying not the Gemara.
Could be he some.
Chances you have to do
it. If you always like a Pachadis, very good. If you always like a Pachadis.
What?
Yeah, very good. Good fact.
Yeah,
so again, more of the chod of the subic, the Torah brings down the idea of simcha. The chod of the simcha you learn is a simcha of either ruchnius or the messias. However, this is a uraim on Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Shem in the Mishchav Zayin. He says, since it's called a moid, since Rosh Chodesh is a moid, therefore a person has the chiv of the simcha, and therefore says, even though you have no chiv to wash, however, in the kind of the chiv of yontif, do boss of yayin. The Ram writes Rosh Chodesh is in the Chiyuv Bosav Yayin, like all of the Yom Tovim. Yeah, he's cancelled all the Tariq Mitzvahs. He puts it together with Moedim, Teraisa. Yeah, his writing is Teraisa. The Magil over there says clearly Teraisa.
The Rambam?
The Iraim, he blows him in Minsk. The Rambam, he holds that Rosh Chodesh is Teraisa, don't say Bosov Yayim. But that the Chiyah Bosov
Yayim.
You can fast. The Rambam is saying only you can fast also Teraisa. But not the Chiyah Bosov Yayim. How far do you take it? Isn't Bosov Yayim only the Rambam says? Maybe they were careful. So he says it's trying to do with Paris to Bosov Yayim. But I don't know what he means. I'm sorry.
What's the
it is Simcha Kamin.
That's the
Klal Simcha,
in Simcha
Bosov Yayim. I don't know if he's saying it's a Chiyah Simcha. Maybe just he's makshit to Moed. It's in the Rachil Allah Dach Simcha. It's in to eat without Simcha.
What's the meaning of by Sudas
Hidor
have
Bosov Yayim? I don't know if it's in there. I know by Hanukkah, I know by Purim, I know Shono, Shabbos. I don't know Sudas Hidor. So therefore, again, so luchu have machlokes. Either gemara is masupik, either you have the reim sheet of the chiyuv bosov yayin, or the riskeus who says in the simcha dafke in the ruchnius. La locha have a paskin. So the nice kelim on top you test in hilchos chodesh not big down the chiyuv bosov yayin. No one says that at all. Luchu the rush also in brachos per exayin. He writes clearly. He says there is no chiyuv simcha on Rosh Chodesh. He says that's why we don't say the word simcha when we bench, when we miss it out. We don't say it. Rashi in Tanya says Roman base says also there is no inyan of simcha on Rosh Chodesh, and that's the Mogha Brom exam to Kuf Ayin Dawud. The Pasha is no Chiv Simcha of Mechol Pach with the gas news Chiv Bosom Yain on Rosh Chodesh La Locha. He really won't be Machin in the name, call it a look. But Alpha Locha, no one else can bring it down even to be Chosh for it. That's Al Bosom Yain. What about the Sudo? The Sudo is a Simon Tofi test. There's one Sif, five words, Mechaber writes, Mitzvah Lahavis Besidus Rosh Chodesh. There's a mitzvah to be mad when the Siddur's Rosh Chodesh. Who is the record of this? You put on the air conditioner?
Yes,
okay. So the mitzvah to be mad when the Siddur's Rosh Chodesh. When we call it the Torah brings down four different rallies for it. One rally brings down Yishalmi, that says that when Purim comes out on Shabbos, So what should you do? He says by for Megillah or Truma Scroll, what do you bring back to me? You do it on Friday. However, Sudas Purim for Rosh Chodesh, Yom Akron, you do it on Sunday. So you shall realize clearly there's an inn of Suda. Maybe not Simcha, but there's an inn of Suda on Rosh Chodesh, just like Purim.
A night?
No, when Shabbos comes out, Purim comes out on Shabbos. So the Suda, you put it on Sunday. The Suda, he says, Sudas Purim for Rosh Chodesh. So even the Choy Wam Vidayik, the Shabbos, the Magi, the Tovim, the Zayim, and others, they want to say that the Gedder of Sudah Rosh Chodesh is the same Gedder of Sudah Purim, same exact Gedder. And therefore, the Marshal, by Sudah Purim, do you have to wash or not? The Botan Tovim had a Kedder, the Shai Chuba says you don't have to wash. Who didn't? By Purim, you don't have to wash. When they have a Sudah Purim, is that good during the day? Therefore, the Mishmur Paskin, Rosh Chodesh, when it's into the mouth of the Sudah, is that good during the day? The Rascal Avdei wants to say, Mishmur says that, it's enough to have it during the day. Don't say anyone at night. He says that it's enough to have it during the day. You should take it. So then really he says, if Shabbos, if it comes on Shabbos, he starts saying, really, you can be marvel into the night, have a lot of malk or not. He brings down this Mogad Rob, if you can make it a shulman on this Indian Ishlain. You saying?
No, you bring down the because
of
the
burn? No, he doesn't. I was talking about the Magin the Torah says it. Magin says it. But the Yashkel Abdi wants to say, Shuti Yashkel Abdi, Yashkel Abdi. So now it's saying volumes. Who is it? I think it's a Sephardi. No, he wants to tell him, it's done with Purim, so therefore the Indian is by Purim, that the night before it is an Indian to Ksas. So as Purim, maybe he said it should be Mavik Sas the night beforehand. Also, before washing, first thing Mavik, before you get into washing. For the last, the night before, also you should be Mavik Sas. So also the Muka Chaim, the Munkash, he also declares this, he wants to say that at night there is no Indian at all. Why can't Makadish Balaywas? We didn't have to do that all that night. not even ask for him. Why? Because not mekadosh balevus. That's what we say. Pshat the Mishnah Berurah is what most of the kelim say this in enough to have it during the day. Different after that. What about washing? So again, washing mikvah, then you don't have to do on purim. However, the mishmur brings down the shayatzin. The chachim, you should wash. Why? I don't say why, but maybe it's choshev between yonis and shita and shabbos chavdalid that is a chiv to wash the rosh chodesh. So maybe it's choshev for that. On you're saying on purim you have to wash that. So the place can talk about it. Say you don't have to. The chashulim says you do have to. The chashulim in purim says you have to. Mashenkin over here, but rosh chodesh says you don't have to. Chura, he's learning it's not the same get as purim. But I said again, there's an Indian of Siddur, one of the Kurds is from the Yerushalmi, and the Gedd, the Mishmur, and the Gedd is, first of all, it's enough to have it during the day, and also, what to have during the day, the Mishmur says, you should be mabur one thing toichas Siddur. That means, let's say it's during the week, whatever you have, you should be mabur one thing extra special in Siddur. Usually in Shiva, for breakfast, they have a badi. This is the one they didn't have. They said tomorrow they're going to have. Maybe they hold this in the second day. Or, like the Aruch of the Mayavis, I think. Or either by lunch you have something extra special, by one meal something extra special. It says even Shabbos, when the Shabbos comes to Rosh Chodesh, also you have one extra item to cover Shabbos. Let's say you don't have money for it, let's say you don't have anything for it, the Kavach Chaim, the Ben Ish Chai, both say what you should do. Cholopach is buy a pre, buy at least an apple, something miyuchud, where they have by lunch, I think a carriage extra today, or whatever it is. One thing the Cholopach is to be mavim mitzvah habits in the Siddur of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, noch a mekor to be marbel. Most of the Chashulchan says the meaning is in writes in the meaning in Tofu Tess is that we're not marbel to Rosh Chodesh. That's the meaning natu. Says the Pnei Gedolah. Says the power that we're not knowing. Most of that is the meaning. Instead of rather come welcome noch and locher should be choshe. You should be marbel. Rather you should. He said the meaning is not that way. He said maybe because the Babu doesn't bring it down. It's only Yishalmi. But rather you should be noch and locher. And rather you should. Nachum Makar to be Ma'abo and Rosh Chodesh, again, the Torah says four reasons. One reason he says, in the Kodesh Yishalmi, the second reason he brings down is the Gemara and Be'er. Gemara Be'er says, in Daft Tevayin, Kol Mazoinus of a person, every Mazoinus of a person, the Ketubu Loim Rosh Shana Rosh Hashana, Chutz, except for four things, except for Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tif, that these things are Moisif, Moisif Moi, and Paisichim Moi, Paisichim Loi. That means, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashana says these are things he writes down what a person is supposed to get for that year, all his mezainis, except for four things, whatever you spend on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, and Torah, those things you'll get back. Mashenkin, other things you won't get back. If you spend extra for Shabbos, or Yom Tov, you'll get back, Chud and Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, so the Torah, here's the Makar, the Chur for Inn or Siddur on Rosh Chodesh.
Maybe you should have a nice shirt,
saying, so I'll get back. Good to Kinshara. So, first, it's quite a shadow. The Gemara's words are called mezainis of all the mezainis, all your food. You get spending it all year. Everything will be for the set that year, chutz for these four things. So we're talking about dafka food. What? Yeah, but he's saying maybe he's a who said dafka food? Maybe he's a clothing. You wear. So what's mezainis mean? Mezainis means what?
Step by step.
First, again, the word is mezainis. Mezainis means anything. Anything that nourishes you. Anything means clothing or food or anything. Or mezainis can mean daf mezainis, daf the food. So let's go through each case and see what the mekayis are. First, by Torah. Sort of the simon of God that the Achorim bring down that has the Kelim Rishon Beis Prim Godom is that all these things, except four things, Tishrei, Tov Shin Reishud, Tov is Torah, Shin is Shabbos, Reishud is Rosh Chodesh, and Yud is Yom Tov. That's the symbol we give Tishrei. First, let's take Torah. First, by Torah, let's go first another shadow that Effie is more with me today. That you go to yeshiva, let's say tuition to Chaim Willis $10,000, and you can bargain down and say, I don't have money. It cost me only $2,000. So do you have a right to bargain? Or no, the Maisa get your money back. Yeah, do you have a right to bargain? On what, for Torah? Because the Maisa is a chesed of emunah. The Maisa, I can get less, I can make it less. We know that it price $10,000, you'll get back right away. The stipler has a letter, in Sefer, Yom Yakov, Yisrael, Simpei Dawud, which Effie says it led to the Twersky family. Don't say that over there. Just leaves the name out. What? That's who put it out?
He's the one.
He's the one, okay.
That's the one? Yeah.
He asked the Mishaila, should you go for anocha to get less from yeshiva? So the Taifa says, two reasons why, yes. First of all, the getter of what I says one of the Talmud Torah is whatever you can get. Not they have a price 10,000, but you can get 2,000. That's the price for you. Your price for your kid to go on Torah is $2,000. That's the price.
Not because you brought them there.
So that's your price. That is yours. Any anocha you can get, any scholarship you can get, that's your price. The Oid, he says, the Mahalakha Yeshivas are, they raise it high in order to bargain. They don't give you the original price, because that's the Mahalakha, give and take. So there's two reasons why the Maestro, why in Torah, even when you get your money back, but you have to, you can say 10,000, that's it. Whatever you can pay, that's your getter of Torah. So it's not Nichol, it says, bottom of the Talmud Torah, you won't get back, Labdaka. It might be stopped, other things. Now it says, bottom, not because of the Torah, not because of the Gemara.
So what about a
chance
if you could buy an apple and you buy something a lot bigger than an apple?
No, so if you can get this obvious chashiv, fine, that's the price. But let's say you get an apple one store for $10, one for $5, because I get money back, why not? Then open credit cards, why not?
Yeah, like, you can get the cheapest one, because...
But it's the same thing? The same thing, you know. There's
a store at the beginning market itself.
So that
it's a shekel cheaper.
So we'll get together also. We'll get to that again. We'll answer that.
So the yeshiva handles with you. Let's say the 10,000. They handle with you to give 25,000. So your price is 25,000.
No, but they. No, whatever they're mechayiv, they say we're not going to take your kid to yeshiva unless you pay this and this amount, unless you pay for the dinner also, which the chayiv throws in upon you. They're fine, whatever they do, and whatever they won't take, that is your getter. That's the getter.
So you should make
them
more
25,
50 grand, let's say.
No, that's not realistic.
That becomes your price.
Whatever they said, that's only what they get. That's the price they get. And then the disciple ends up with a letter, what's Nichol in Torah? Is Torah Dafka supporting the yeshivas? Or is it also eating? Is it also a place to sleep? Schar Dira? Can I pay for Dira? Is it also... What's Nichol in Torah? So he ends up with Yishlof Alpo. He's not sure. Yishlof, what is Nichol in getter of Torah? What's Nichol in it? That's a shame. The Shukra Chayav, in Perek Aleph, in the Simon Zayin, he says, first, a father has a chiv to support his child. All his needs, you have to support him. That means if a kid needs a plane ticket, needs a deal, everything is nichol possible. Whatever he needs to learn, that's nichol nasei v'matam oisim espanechem. Therefore, he says.
Some other luxury that's going to help him learn better.
Anything for learning, it's all Nichol. Anything is learning. So he goes on saying, "Dim b'nei nochi." Whatever needs a person to learn. And he goes on saying that the guy's a chacham and he's married and has children. He's married and has children already. The father has a mitzvah to fast on him. The child is always a child, no matter how old the guy is. The guy can be 100, you're 80. But the mice is always a child, and therefore you marry, you have children, grandchildren, and the way for you.
Yeah, but he's not going to hold the yechid of my life, no?
Everyone knows yechid to live your life.
No, then you're lying in the bed.
You know, why not? Because you're not going to be a chid, you're going to be a chid. No, he says chavdal, he writes chavdal only that in the chav, he writes earlier. Why going to chavdal? There is some machlokes mishmur and Ramosha about chiv chinuch to what age that is. Mishmur says to bar mitzvah Moshe kotz chavetz chaim mishmur and argues and mishchafei mishmur chiv chinuch. That's machlokes. How far is chinuch? But the pasuk l'mad Moshe
v'spneichem.
Yes, for sure. How far? Moshe argues with that reason. But l'mad Moshe v'spneichem is always his son. Atav in chavetech on Shabbos. It's always. I don't think it ever stops. So, therefore, he says, even when you're married, and they give the guy deal, everything's only a little bit of a lot more than a Therefore, he says, if whatever, he says, for Meister, what can you give for Meister? Meister, he says, you cannot give for a Talmud Torah, however, everything else can be for Meister. And he writes, anything you don't spend for Meister, it's Nichol Gmar. Anything you spend on your kids, Schadir, a ticket, anything your father gets back, it's Nichol Gmar. You can get it all back, everything. So even though the stipend says Yesh Lod, the Maestro of Rav Paskin's clearly writes, there's nifl everything.
Yesh
Lod in stipend? Yes. Yeah, it's three lines, right. So anything that needs for Torah, anything you need for Torah. Cell phones are passion that needed for Torah. Passion's not. No, you want to...
What's the shore?
What's the shore nifl Torah? Eating, schadiro, paying for tuition. Schadiro, you have to sleep somewhere.
Food
you need.
Morris and standards.
Whatever you
need.
Yeah.
But
Moses,
what's the
shavuot?
The things that you don't
have much
need?
What's the shavuot? No, the stipend says maybe. The stipend wants to say maybe means not paying the Rebbe. That's what he says. Maybe.
Not paying the Rebbe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First, but, no, that's what he's saying. Every day his words are Eishel. Eishel is a Chilish Diyah. It'll be a. He said, Yish Lodim the Eishel. Yeah, Yish Lodim the Eishel. Which is Chatiyah, Achilun.
And Shia and Sia also. And someone has to take a policy issue.
So again, yeah, but according to the stipend, you know, Yesh Lod, you don't say anything, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's all Mechel. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, everything you can get back. What? Close to Gemara. So, Chuf from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we see clearly the Mezainus and the Gemara is lav dafka specifically means anything. Anything means for Torah. Who didn't, let's say, that's for Torah. About Shabbos, Chuf Shabbos is mean anything or not. From Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chuf should be Shabbos means lav dafka Mezainus food. It should be everything. It should be a tablecloth, it should be a clothing, it should be everything. My that's how it's brought down the river Sephraim in Chelag Aleph, passing that way means everything. The Shemir Shabbos Kul Chosay, in fact, it brings down the river Sephraim, it says it means everything. It means a generator, anything for Shabbos, it means that. However, the Kana Boisim, Mayor Bramstorfer, Chelag Gimel, he wants, he has had me say, means that for food, and then he says, no, it means anything of Oynig Shabbos. He wants to say Rechitz also, but meaning a tablecloth. What?
Mitzvah Shabbos.
I'm sorry?
Mitzvah,
right. Mitzvah Shabbos. He said anything Nichol Oynig Shabbos. He says Rechitz or Achila. Anything not that way, meaning a tablecloth is not Oynig Shabbos. Or.
It doesn't bring in
the
nice table.
It's covered Shabbos, I'm Oynig. It's covered. Or clothing, Lechol, we call it not Oynig. Cover the clothing, which the Iranian clearly the Shemir Shabbos is nichol. He's saying it's not nichol. It's not oynig. What?
What's his right?
He says that's all we see in the Gemara. Gemara says mezayin. He says oynig. What do you do with the Gemara? Says Talmud Torah. I don't know. What do you do with the Shulchan Aruch Rav? I don't know. This is right. Gemara says mezayin. He's talking about Shabbos. Ready? By Torah, why should not mean everything by Shabbos?
The reason why
he
says mezayin is that Shabbos
Yom Kippur Shabbos. No, mezayin is
like a
tongue.
The
mezayin
of Torah.
No, mezayin means everything. What's he say? Torah means it means everything also. Like the Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he quotes over the Gemara, the Shitosai, he writes Kol Mezayin, he writes the Shad Tzurachov, writes him Reish Mebeis, and then he writes again in Sefleder. All again, because Baruch will pay you back for Mezayin, so the Chol Tzurachov. He writes it twice. I quote him over. Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's in Reish Mebeis. By Shabbos, it's in Reish Mebeis. He writes the Shitosai, quotes the Gemara that way. Fine. Now this in the Shabbos. First, what do you get back? What do you get back? You hear about Batan Tanning by, let's say, on the Torah, shoot, we'll get it back. We have to wait it out. What do you get it back? So, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg Shlito, in the Sefer Shulchan last year, Mashalach, he writes, what do you get it back? Miyad, right away. We use Mekor is what the Shulchan Rav really quotes Rashi. Rashi says, in the Gemara Beda, what do you get it back? Mishal ul Achasha, that moment to the moment later. So, look what Rashi is saying clearly, you get it right away, Miyad. So you have no time to have to lay it out. Get it back right away. Now, what is nichol?
The ball line. The ball line.
Right. So that's when.
They
even borrowed from someone else. They were just going to pay that. Yeah, but when?
The ball line. They were
just going to
pay that gift for 30 days.
Yeah. Only by person, because otherwise you're borrowing it for Hashem.
Oh, he's
going to
pay that?
Yeah, but Samavosh, because else you wouldn't borrow for less than that.
He's going to pay back.
No, Hashem can pay it back. Hashem doesn't have a concept. He can pay back right away. He has
Hashem.
Yeah, you know, you don't have the swell of the fire.
Not
Yeah. Also, what do you have to do for it? What is the get? I mean, Marshall, let's say you have an unlimited credit card. For Shabbos, you can buy a suit for $1,000, or Armani, a suit. Or you can buy whatever, $300 suits, those are very nice. If you have only a credit card, like, you, why not spend everything? Is that also nichol and common Shabbos to get it back or not? So also there, Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg himself, Rav Shulchan, he writes, when you get back, dafka things that you do for Siddur Chashuva, what you yourself would do, most of by a chasna, meaning the present, you buy a seat to walk, $300. Because you have an unlimited credit card, that does not make it, that's the getter. The getter is what you would do for Siddur Chashuva. What would you do?
Who does actually? No, if somebody had money to spend on the
chasna,
you would buy a nice suit.
No, there's a certain limit. Whatever you do, whatever the ruggle you do with Siddur Chashuva, there's always a different person who do with ruggle and what will do with their ultimate credit card. Now, I saw a guy once pay a credit card, he rented a car, a fake credit card, and afterwards he finished, he smashed a car into a tree. Why not? It's a limit. Yeah. So why is it? There's a difference. You know, you don't do it standard way, it's not being useless. Right? I hope not. That's the oil, and we'll answer also everywhere, saying the getter is to get cheaper $1 oil off Malchus Yisrael. Whatever the getter you would do, Rav, for Siddur Chashuva, that also what you'll get back. Whatever you would do for yourself, then you'll get it back. But anything more than that, whatever, because you have all the getter card or whatever, because you can get cheaper, you walk 10 blocks, or whatever, that you won't have to do. That will be the getter. So this is Lumi Shabbos. What about Yom Tov? What is Nechol get of Yom Tov? So first of all, Yom Tov is Ladak Yom Tov. The Torah is in Tov Yutes, and the Mishavura also, I think, it's Chol Hamoed. Yom Tov means Chol Hamoed. It means any trip you do a Chol Hamoed, or if you're bringing or any suit you do a Chol Hamoed. It's also Nechol in Hatzos that you get back. Any trip. That's why, Shmak. Anything you do for Kavod Yom Tov or any Yom Tov. Yeah, well, why else are you doing it for?
Because
you have
the
Yom. Because it's Kavod. You're going
to... Yeah, I don't know.
No, you don't get covered. You want to do a stamina any day off. Most is half the thing at most. A lot of things you want to stamina. It's you want if you go around for bang a tissue, whatever, everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
Fine. So that will be this one covered. You want to doing it for that reason, therefore you'll get it back. Before also if you get a discount on alcohol, again according to style, you have to get a discount. When you get it back, before you get it back, we add right away. What about Rosh Chodesh? So the Torah, the example over here, this is Mekorah, the Chiyus Siddur Rosh Chodesh. Mekorah, if you want like the Kana Boy Sim, that the whole Indian design is Dafka, Sudo, oh, I think that's very good, that's Mekorah for a Sudo. I'm not clothing, something else. You can learn like Pashas Lalach, or Shukha Harav, or the Reverse of Fry, Mishmei Shabbos Kul Chosai, that means anything. So what's the Mekorah, what's the rifle over there for Sudo? What's the rifle over there? Who can have to answer? Misra, that once we see that Kashbogs can pay you back, we're going to Mechavad the Yom. One of the ways Misra to Mechavad the Yom is to have a nice Sudo. That's just partial. True, maybe the in of clothing. And there's other ways to Mechavad the Rosh Chodesh. But also, Misra, how you Mechavad the Yom, you have to sit down and have a Sudo. That's the way you Mechavad the Yom. That's what you do by Yom Tov, that's what you do by Shabbos, that's the Mekor. Even if you know that Mizrenis does not mean, it means everything, but Mechor also means to have a Sudo. Mechor Psham the Torah. What is the Mechiv covered the chiv of Rosh Chodesh chutz misudo. Lechur is also what about clothing? Is the chiv covered Rosh Chodesh for clothing? So the Ma'ase Rav, the Rebbein and Simon Kuftan Aleph says that Rosh Chodesh a person has what he did. He himself he put on a Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh.
Who
was
the Ma'ase Rav?
The Rebbein, yeah, he wore a Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh. It was written on Alach and the Kaf Chaim Tov Yutes from the father of Shlom the Yesh Noichlin that. The in this you should have three sets of clothing, one for Shabbos, one for Yom Tov, one for Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, Purim, and Chanukah, Purim, Rosh Chodesh, and Chol Hamoed. That's the three sets of clothing. So see clearly. Shabbos, Yom Tov, like three sets. No, three. Shabbos, Yom Tov. What?
I didn't
mean
about
Chasna. Oh, Chanukah, yeah. No, Chasna.
What?
The Kaf HaChaim called Yesh Noichman. We said so on the Yesh Noichman, I don't know if it's called Yesh Noichman. Yesh Noichman, Mishu Vim Jalat, it's called Yesh Noichman. Yeah, the father Shlo. The Hagoyis on the Yesh Noichman, they also quote it as Shlo. So he says, the is the Indian covered, the Chutz from the Sudos, the Indian covered to have either the Kuvayis Machoikis, the Goyin says he wore a Shabbos hat, the Svadi Paiskim will ring down, he should have three sets of clothing. So it could be machlokes, but my is it in to wear something nice? That's why in Chet you see all the kids, when you're younger, you wear a white shirt, or sometimes you go with a tie, or whatever. Girls also have these the blue and white, whatever they wear. Is it in to wear a habit? And that's what they teach you in Chet. Why you get older and you stop doing it? I'm not sure why, but you should keep doing it.
You don't get
crazy anymore. Okay, I wear my Shabbos after Shabbos city, something nice.
You
don't
wear
a white shirt? Yeah, I wear a pair of Elves, I think, first time ever. I think it's somebody else's shirt. I'm not here in my closet. Maisa, what is the reason to be chavid with clothing? What's the reason? So the shoyt v'shoyt v'leido brings down the shaytes by base from the zayat that on Rosh Chodesh, just like a Shabbat get a Shem Yisrael, who didn't on Rosh Chodesh get a Shem Yisrael? Therefore, because of that, we should be chavid with nice clothing.
More food.
Yeah, but, and anything you do for Rosh Chodesh, the Maisa will get back. Shlomi is telling to me on Shabbos that this getter that you'll get back is only if you believe in it. Only if you believe in it. So, for a long time I couldn't find a makor for this. And I heard different people say it.
Yeah, I
found one today. Someone was high in the siman, I think, Rishman Malach. I didn't even just look at it yet. But he says, the Indian, was quickly, it seemed to say the getter of getting back to Shabbos, back whatever you believe in. If you believe you have a talk, you have a mind of Rishman Malach, they'll pay you back. That's when we'll get back. That's your siman Rishman Malach. So it could be, but again, the passage of the Paiskim and the Lashon of Rabbanan don't seem to say that. The words are, whatever you spend, you'll get back. You don't cover Shabbos. Who cares? You knew about this. It sounds like only knew about this Gemara. I don't know. It's, all the Paiskim say that until the Mishchaim Zonenfeld. So it could be. There is another way to learn the Gemara in Be'er. The Gemara in Be'er of Chazayin that says that only Mizrayim get back except for four things. There's a ritual over there, the Shittim Kavet says, or the Rashi that says, not that for these four mitzvahs, who did all mitzvahs? Every single mitzvah that you spend, you'll get your money back. I was going to say that for these four things. These things are shchich v'gili to spend more, do extra for it. However, again, the mitzvah, the shittim v'gves, or the rajbo, the masham, that's Torah brings down the same mishman base, all mitzvahs you get back. Shmir Shabbos Kachos, it also brings down the perek mem base. Then you get everything back for all mitzvahs. And that for these mitzvahs, because they're shchich v'gili. Similar to, of course, the Medrash and Tzavah, the Medrash says in Parashah, Amavov, or Eskimel, that on the posting, their mitzvah, the Torah, that when a person comes to a mitzvah, the Yitzhak will come to you and say, why spend money in a mitzvah? You spend money on it, you can loot it out from your chosin, and you should save it, keep it for yourself, give it to your children. And the Yitzhak tells you, no, go spend your money from your own chosin. What should you do? So the Medrash says, no, mitzvah Torah are just like a candle. They can light 1,000 candles, and it won't lose anything from its own light. It always will stay the same candle. Who then, he says, when you spend any money in a mitzvah, you're not going to lose anything. Kach, kol mi sheyitein in mitzvah, ein machasar es mechosar. When you give to a mitzvah, you won't lose out anything. So the passion of the measures, the passion is saying, like all mitzvahs, like literally ask them, you get everything back. That's the passion. There's another way to learn the measures, that's the Kelmo, the Marzu, I'm not sure what it stands for, the Mamas Kahuna, but the two Purushim on the measures, that says this measure is talking about Dafka Tztako.
The third one,
could be. So he says over there that means Dafka Tztako. This even mitzvah, you know, the measures word is mitzvah, it means Tztako. See, there's an angle also on the Zerayim and Clark Gimel, Osman Tess. He writes also that when a lot of times we say the word mitzvah means dafka tztako. The word mitzvah is synonymous with tztako. He says, can we eat the medrash? He doesn't say it's medrash, maybe it means this medrash. So therefore it means dafka tztako. And of course that's what Gemara and Shabbos and dafka fites says, and Aser to Aser, posting in the A, that to someone who gives tztako, b'shvil sotis asher, to get rich, and it's brought down by one, and lach and rish mem zayim, that anyone who gives tztako will get rich, get back all his money. A third way to learn the Medrash, besides the Pashas or Stoker, the Chavetz Chaim and Shmir Saloshin and Perek Hay, he explains the Medrash is that anyone who's Matzik Torah, anyone who supports Torah will get his money back. This, the Medrash Torah Torah maybe means he's a prophet of Stoker, but anyone who's Matzik Torah will get all his money back. So we come with this, because the Kasher of Chur on the Stipler, all the Shulchan Acharav, the Stipler says what? You come to bargain about Yeshiva, $10,000, $2,000.
Means the Visa also.
He ended up saying that's okay because they may hire, that's not really a price.
Yeah. So not that the SM they made a hire, both of them they tackle
$180,000. Right.
So after that,
he tackle Shimon Bar. On that side, he's a Masopic. If they, the first side is a Masopic, second side is a Masopic, the Masopic doesn't apply.
But if you don't know.
No, again, you can bargain. Again, no, hold on, this is your price. Let's admit it, if someone in tuition, that's the way. Everyone knows that. Who pays full, except people who can. Obviously, that's.
So that means that.
That's not your price.
They want
a lot of things. That's that price. The price of whatever
you're
doing.
You get your money back off the
Visa. So, again, let's say cash in this type. Look at it this way. $10,000, $2,000 you get away with. The mice, the other $8,000, it's going to the yeshiva, right? It's either be a massive toilet for Chavetz Chaim, or it's going to the soccer, like the Marzu, Manas Guno. So what's the whole shot? You get your money back and off. You can get your, the mice can get back for sure.
Wait,
what?
An esrog.
An esrog is mitzvah.
Yeah, so
after medrash,
if it's...
After mitzvah, the rachmah, fine. But the... Why? The one above the camel?
After
medrash, fine, get everything back. Fine, but even if he's mice, you get back. That is what I'm talking about, Ramon, Ramon. Or Torah comes Hamza, you get back. Or you miss this. What's this type of talking? What's this type of saying that, you know, Torah will get back 2,000. Everything else won't get back. You'll get back anyway. Either it's mice, either it's Torah, or it's mitzvah. It's something. It's a medrash. Some way you should get back. We can do the same thing with Shulchan Aruch Rav. It says, whatever you don't spend for Meister, that you'll get back in Mitzvah Tzam Torah. What do you mean? If it's Meister, then you get back as Meister. The only chiluk, I can think between the chiluk between Meister and Machzik Torah, and the Tzvah 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 Torah, is what the Chaim to the Rosh Hashanah says, Rashi says, really, you're getting it back in Yad. Tzvah 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 Torah, get back right away. Then you get back right away. Meister, Pashas, when you spend, who's going to get rich right away? It'll take time. Maybe it'll take 20 years, 30 years, maybe you won't get back right away. That's the difference. That's something to work with, something to handle with. That's the chiluk between Torah and Tzedaka and Kuchura Samai Tzedaka with Talmud Torah. This Agav, the Shemesh Loshon in Paragraph in Shah Torah, he says that a person, when he supports Torah, anyone who's Machzik Torah, what happens at the end, when he gets to Arum Shul Emes, Zerichullah Osad Shiyada Torah B'mitzvahs, B'mitzvahs. The person, when he gets to Arum Shul Emes, he means I'm Oretz, he knows nothing, but if he supports Torah, he'll get to know the Torah Mitzvahs. He can, Mamash, in Arum Shul Emes, he'll know the Torah. He supports someone learning Torah, he'll know the Torah. You think about it, it's the best investment in the world. Support a guy in Torah, he'll get every single penny back, and he'll get to know the Torah. This is, what kind of investment can we have? Fine, the time is that you lose out. I'm not saying that you should do that instead. Bank was saying you lose out my mother. But if I didn't see, go tell them all of us, or you tell your parents, you support me, you give me schadir, which maybe you have a chiv to do Kurshan Vol, you have a chiv to support me, yeshiva, I'm married, I have children, you have a but only you can get to know everything. It's good, get to know everything, oh, show this. Okay?
They got the
schadir
from learning
how to spend.
I mean,
the mitzvah,
the
kubi, the mitzvah,
the
mitzvah,
the
in words,
I didn't say it.
No, in Shia, that's what you just said.
So, according to this,
anyone who supports Torah will know that they
support
it. Not every child does it, every parent does it. If they can't, they don't have to do the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, he's talking about Masik Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, or other Mishra Berurah of its kind, so much Masik Torah. Maybe a child is different, but who knows, it should be the same thing. Because I'm going to another lock on the gate to Rosh Chodesh, which again in 2 months, is that Mishmur Tzimri Samach says a person should not take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, not take a haircut on his nails. It's a Zion, he brings up Vidal Chosin, and who did he say that Rosh Chodesh comes out Erev Shabbos? In Simon Tov Tzal Gimel, the Mishmur brings down by Sviro. In Simon Reis Samach, in Hukh Shabbos, he brings down that a person should not take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh, and Mishmur, that's Vidal Chosin, Ois Mempes, in Tavos Vidal Chosin, and Mishmur is most of who did Erev Shabbos. In the Vaisvira, it talks about a Gimel, different than Hagim, what to do exactly Vaisvira. Mishmur says, let's say Rosh Chodesh comes out on, Rosh Chodesh year, which this year comes out on Shabbos. So, what's extra to do? Since Rosh Chodesh, there's an Inyan of Simcha, and Shabbos is Inyan of Simcha, so Mishmur says both Inyan of Simcha. Therefore, there's a Sefer Simcha, Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Therefore, La'ashev Erev Shabbos. La'ashev, during Sefer Erev Shabbos this year, you can have after a Pesach, 15 days later, you'll be able to shave Erev Shabbos. So, in fact, the Achroinim, who is the student of Mishnah Berurah, can sing by Samach, he says he can shave on Rosh Chodesh Kodesh, the Rudah Chosid. The rule is by Rosh Chodesh Iyar, it's always 2 days. Chodesh Iyar is 2 days, Chesed is 2 days, Yeshiva starts on the first day. So, when it comes out 2 days, when it comes out on Shabbos, it always comes out on Tzias Friday Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It never comes out on Shabbos Sunday. It's always Friday Shabbos. So, it comes out always Friday Shabbos, so Mishnah says you can shave Erev Shabbos. Vidal Chosin said, I can't shave Erev Shabbos. It's like all that coin. So, one way you can learn, the Tesla, Gedolah says, and Kal Chaim Nizam, Chidor, all the boys can say, that Enech Nami, this din that you can shave on Erev Shabbos with Chodesh Iyar, that could be, don't hold a Vidal Chosin. It's going to not like a Vidal Chosin. It's arguing on a Vidal Chosin. That's just, Mishabur is coming to argue. And the Mishabur, this din is coming to argue on a Vidal Chosin. That's one way. But the Chodesh can't say the Mishabur. Mishabur says clearly, it brings up both din. So the two other ways to answer, Martin Aloch is one of Simba's Chaim. He answers the Chaim Zonnefeld says, and Meshavuot Simba's Tamach says that you should not shave on Erev Shabbos. The words are Yesh Mekoymis, or some Mekoymis, they did not shave on Rosh Chodesh. Yesh Mekoymis. Not everyone could, maybe doctor the children, first more say doctor someone's miyuchas from the Sefer Chassidim, and tell some of the people who are not master of Pidur Chassid. Those people are not master on Yehuda Chassid. Echlam, those people, they can shave.
What's
happening
if you're not?
Rosh Chodesh. Sorry? The Simchas Chaim saying in Echlami, if you only give the Chazik a hekel at all, and if you don't hold the light, can be taken on Friday. And then there's a Moshe that's brought down in Bein Pesach, Lashuris, and Paragud, or the MSA Yaakov Rav Kamenetsky in Simon Reis Tamach. He brings out, it says that even if you're a Chazik, there's mask, even if you're holding a Vidah Chazik, his mask will not take a hekel on Erev Shabbos when it comes out on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Why? Because no other option, you can't do it on Thursday, it's Sfirah. Vidah Chazik, his mask will be taken on Friday. So there's three different sheetahs. One sheet is, you only give Yudah Chos, you can't do nothing. That's the Knesset Gdol of Tavach Chaim. Second sheet is the Simchas Chaim that says that if you don't hold Yudah Chos, they can't do anything. If you do hold Yudah Chos, they can't do anything. And you have a motion that Emes Kiyakim that says you do it on Friday. It's three sheetahs, right? Thursday, Friday, or nothing. Well, what to do, you have to ask if that's exactly what to do.
And also have the whole thing
Last year was? I don't know, could be.
Friday
Shabbos also.
The whole thing, the people, when they
like,
tell us to be
that
chosen, everything is
away. Mm-hmm. So Moshe says, Moshe and Yaakov both say, you hold me a chosen, still do a fire. Still do a fire, no problem, you do a chosen masking.
Generally, that's not going to be done.
What?
The
who?
General,
they try to be.
Yeah? I think it's a dochel.
Yeah. Could be. He was? He says he had packet. Yeah. So those are three different sheetahs. They go to Rosh Chodesh. I'm just going to sikkum again. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. That's where Yom Kippur cotton. There's an Inyam Simcha. Either Simchas Ruchnius or Gashmius according to Yerayim. Or the Bas V'yayim. Mostly the Mitzvah of the Ma'ad and the Siddur. One of the Makoris that told things out, because every person of the Zionists is set from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, except for Thomas, Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Yom Tov. Those things are not set. Some say, well, who did all mitzvahs, some say, Dachat Stocker, some say, Torah, also you get all your money back. When you get it back, by these four things, you can get back Miyad. If you can get Anocha, you have to try to get Anocha. And also, what is it getter? The getter is whatever you want to do for Siddur Chshuva. What about taking a haircut? Before the three sheets, you can take a haircut every Rosh Chodesh, either Friday, Shabbos, or you can't. The Inuva Shkodesh is a schatshus, to make a new time. Nice, now so is a man, very hard to make a schatshus. Chur raya, kuris raya, as in the dining room today by lunch, chicken day. And the three guys showed up out of eight guys. That's a riffian. Ain't nothing more part than that. It's a riffian. So what do you do? How do you mischazik oneself so is a man? Rashiva 4 years ago, he made a shmua telling everyone to come before Shkodesh Adar. Come with Shabbos, the base manager, he's going to speak. He came, he spoke, the base manager was packed, and there was Moshim, the stairs, it was all packed, he spoke. He spoke that now so is man, and Rifin is Chazatrev. Rifin is Chazatrev. And he spoke about it, and he said what to do about it, and it's Chazatrev Elam. He said that the Emas had come to Shachas, when Chamayev, even the Kerry guys, and they had bosses coming in the morning to Shachas, it's very hard. And yet, and they said, no one come late and say to 9:30, Shachas on every day, 2-3 times a week, this is a deal in America. And Shachas no later, first say no later than 9:30, and second say no later than 3:40. And it was Chalas Olam, and Mamash, that whole week, they said at least for 2 weeks, until Purim. That week I'm telling you, Mamash, like, Olam, Chalas, his mind is packed. Next week, second week, later is Shach. That's how it was. It's Chalas. So I asked Rashi about last year, Rosh Chodesh Adar, how do you mischazik oneself? It's hard, it's not very easy. So he told me, what do? You learn Torah. So I asked him, how do you mischazik that? Learn more Torah. So fine. So something goes down and this plug away, it makes yourself learn, but then he detonates it, or other way to mischazik, have his conscious. This about David, so he was telling me today that first take something that you enjoy learning, there's kishmak out of it, and make a program, make a set amount to get to learn to learn his mind, at least for poem, at least 2 weeks of food. He says, but still that's not enough. Everyone, you have these goals, you're shvach. Make sure there's an outside factor, a person who's on top of you. You get a friend that you're embarrassed of, not stand a friend, a friend, that you tell them, I'm going to learn this every day. We learn 20 blocks in your vomit ready. We learn every day one block until the end of the month, 20 days. And you should, at the end of the day, ask me, did I learn it? And I say, yeah. You should ask me questions. More Rashi, post Shai Gutai, more Rashi. A way to mischazik, have an outside factor, someone to mischazik and force you to have a mischazik, to really mischazik himself. So that was Zerichel, me including that is Chachos, and to be Zerichel, to mechazik himself, period, that's all.